Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Nativity service this morning. A special welcome to anybody visiting with us this morning. You're very welcome, and also to those that are joining us from home. And now we're going to light the Advent ring. Rejoice, rejoice, people of God, you hear the voice in the wilderness ringing out against the noise. Water drips forgiveness, and the flames of the Spirit will be unleashed. The light is coming, and we know him as Jesus, the Saviour of all. Now we're going to sing the third verse of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. And welcome to what promises to be a very special service to help us celebrate Christmas. It's our carol service and nativity combined. And I want to thank all those involved, even if they didn't know they were involved until a few minutes ago. You may remember that our last two nativity services have been rather large productions, which took many weeks of rehearsing and a lot of work for all involved. This year, we've tried to reduce the workload and the stress. So what we have this morning will be the first rehearsal, the dress rehearsal, and the final performance. And even most of our carols will be drawn at random from a selection of carols in this bowl. This is not meant to be a lottery, but rather to reflect the fact that the first Christmas, the nativity we celebrate, was not rehearsed. The participants did not know what was going to happen, and yet God was involved from start to finish. We pray and trust that God will be with us today in just the same way. Some words from Isaiah as our call to worship. The Lord will give you a sign. A virgin is pregnant, she will have a son, and you will name him Emmanuel. Those who walked in the dark have seen a great light. A child has been born for us. We have been given a son who will be our ruler. His names will be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. His power will never end. And so let us pray. Lord Jesus, we ask that you will be with us in this special service. Uplift our hearts and inspire our thinking. Bless our worship and help all those involved to know your peace and enjoy all that we do. Be with those too who are not with us, and with all those we love. By your power and grace, Lord, we pray. Amen. We're going to sing one carol to start off with, and then before, but then for the other carols, This is Gloria, everyone. Stand up, Gloria. And when it's announced that we're going to have our next hymn, as the congregation, you should do the tune from Ding Dong Merrily on High. So where it goes, Gloria, please tell us what the hymn is. Okay? Do you think you can do that? Okay. Let's have a practice of that now. Okay. Gloria, please tell us what the hymn is. And I'll tell you what the first one is. It's number 212, O Come All Ye Faithful. So here it is, a special festive edition of the popular celebrity quiz show On a Wing and a Prayer. And here's your host, the irrepressible, unstoppable man of style and substance and impeccable dress sense. It's the one and only Harry Luya.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. everyone, and Merry Christmas. Just 10 days to go now to the big day, and we've got a festive treat for you today. Joining us on A Wing and a Prayer today, we'll have some of your biggest biblical celebrities from your favourite nativity story, all playing for this very special mystery prize, and of course, drawing the carols for us as we go along, it's our very own Gloria. So now, let's meet our celebrities. On the blue tinsel team, please put your hands together and welcome, from the fields of Bethlehem, it's one of the shepherds. All the way from Nazareth in Galilee, the name's Joseph, Saint Joseph. And no nativity would be complete without this young lady. Every girl wants to play her. She's quite literally an icon in many places. Please welcome Mary. And to complete the team, he travelled with them from Nazareth and had to carry Mary, showing us what it means to love thy neighbour. Please put your hands or hooves together for the little donkey. And the gold tinsel, on the gold tinsel team, please welcome a celestial being, a messenger of the Lord, it's the angel Gabriel. Next, it's your friendly landlord who will always manage to squeeze you in, even if the accommodation's not much to write home about. Please welcome the innkeeper. And following these stars and joining us all the way from the east, please put your hands together for a very rare thing indeed. It's a wise man. And last but not least, a special guest appearance from a completely different story. Please welcome, from a Dickens Christmas Carol, it's Tiny Tim! And, in case things get heated, keeping order today will be our referee, this Roman soldier. So, I'm sure you know the rules by now, but for benefit of any new viewers, there'll be three rounds, each round with the questions based on a Bible reading, read by members of the audience. The team with the most points at the end gets to take home the fabulous mystery prize. Meanwhile, after each round, our wonderful hostess will be drawing our Christmas carols for us to sing as we go along. Over to you for the first carol, Gloria.
Thank you, Harry. Hello, everybody. Here is the first draw for the round of our carol service today. In the bleak midwinter.
Thank you.
have now our first Bible reading.
Readings from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he'd resolved to do this, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means "God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. And she named him Jesus.
So, after that Bible reading, it's round one. I will choose a member at random to give each question. And it's a point to whoever gives me the right answer. So, what was Joseph's reaction when he heard that Mary was going to have a baby? Shepherd?
"I don't believe it."
"Who would have thought it?"
"Close, but not quite. Wise man?"
"Journey, is this what I've been looking for?"
"Incorrect." "Joseph?"
"Oh, help me. Dear God, I don't know what to do."
"Well, that must be the correct answer, seeing as it was you who said it." 1 point, blue team. Question two. What did the angel say to Joseph in a dream to convince him? Innkeeper?
"You can have this. It's not much, but it's here if you need it."
"No, that's not right. Donkey." "Sorry, I don't speak donkey. But I'm guessing that's not correct." Gabriel?
"Do not be afraid. It's good news."
"Correct. Point, gold team." Question three. What had Mary's earlier response been to the angel's news? Shepherd?
"I don't believe it."
"Who would have thought it?"
"Close enough. I'll take that. Point, blue team." Question four. How did the angel reassure Mary? Tiny Tim?
"God bless us, everyone."
Not quite. Donkey? I should have guessed. I don't think so. Gabriel?
"Do not be afraid, it's good news."
Well done, Gabriel. Point gold team. Gloria, it's over to you for the scores so far. Question 5. And before we go on to the next hymn, question 5. How did Mary respond to the angel's words? Mary.
I'm at God's service. Let it just be as God says.
Excellent. Another point to blue team. Gloria, it's over to you for the next carol.
Gloria, please tell us what the hymn is.
For the second draw of the our round is 213, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Second Bible reading now, please.
This reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 6. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I see I am bringing good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you, and you will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favours." When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
Welcome back to round two of our fabulous celebrity quiz show on a wig and a prayer. These questions will be based on the Bible reading we've just heard. Question 6. What did Joseph say when they found out that they had to go to Bethlehem to be registered? Tiny Tim?
God bless us, everyone.
No, certainly not. Mary?
I'm at God's service. Let it just be as God says.
I don't think so. Not this time. Gabriel?
Do not be afraid. It's good news.
No, it didn't seem like good news to me. Shepherd?
I don't believe it.
Is the correct answer. Question 7. How was Joseph feeling when they couldn't find anywhere to stay in Bethlehem? Wise man.
It's been a long journey. Is this what I've been looking for?
Not quite. Donkey.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw!
Getting closer. Joseph.
Oh, help me. Dear God, I really don't know what to do.
Another point to blue team. Question 8. They were getting desperate when they tried one last inn. What did the innkeeper say to them when he offered them the stable? Gabriel.
Do not be afraid, it's good news.
Well, it wasn't good enough, but that's not what I'm looking for. Innkeeper.
You can have this. It's not much, but it's here if you need it.
Well done! Point gold team! Question 9. Now, there were shepherds in a field that night. And what was their response when they saw angels in the sky? Donkey!
Hee-haw!
I don't think so. Tiny Tim?
God bless us, everyone?
Not quite. Shepherd?
I don't believe it!
Correct! Point blue team! Gloria, it's over to you for the scores so far.
Thanks, Harry. Here are the scores.
6-3. Yep. Let's go. Question 10. And one more question before the break. What was the first thing the angel said to the shepherds? Gabriel?
Do not be afraid, it's good news.
Excellent. Point gold team. Gloria, it's over to you for our next carol.
Welcome to the draw for the third round of our carol service. While shepherds watched their flocks by night.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who is born King of the Jews? For we observed his star as it's rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with them, and called together all the chief priests and scribes of the people. He inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.
Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you found him, bring me word that I may go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Over to you, Harry.
Welcome back for the third and final round of On a Wing and a Prayer. And because this is the Christmas special, all the points for this round will be doubled. And we'll give a pound to a charity for every point scored. Oh, this is going to be expensive. Gloria, please remind us of the scores.
So far, it's 6-4.
Question 11. What did the wise men say when they reached Herod's palace in Jerusalem? Donkey? Please get
it right. Ah.
I don't think so. Wise man.
It's been a long journey. Is this what we've been looking for?
Correct. 2 points. Goals here.
It's neck and neck.
Question 12. What was King Herod's response when they told him about the Messiah they were looking for? Mary.
I'm at God's service. Let it just be as God says.
That should have been his response, but no. Tiny Tim.
God bless us, everyone.
No, it's not bad either. Shepherd.
I don't believe it.
That's correct. The blue team have edged ahead with another 2 points. Question 13. And what did the wise men say when they followed the star to Bethlehem and they arrived to finally see the baby Jesus? Innkeeper.
You can have this. It's not much, but it's there if you need it.
No, in fact, they bought some pretty amazing gifts. Joseph.
Oh, help me. Dear God, I really don't know what to do.
That might have been what you were saying, Joseph. Wise man.
It's been a long journey. Is this what I've been looking for?
Correct. Gloria, what are the scores before our final question? We need a tiebreaker. Listen very carefully to this final question. Inspired by this story, if we ever see someone in need of our help, or food, or provisions, or a place to stay, or just a bit of love and encouragement, what should be our response? Donkey.
Ee-aw.
Ee-aw. Innkeeper.
You can have it. It's not much, but it's there if you need it.
Mary.
I'm at God's service. Let it just be as God says.
You're all right. It's a draw. 10 points each. The prize will be shared. We need to take a break, so it's over to Gloria for our next carol.
Thanks, Harry.
This is the draw for the fourth round of the Carol Service Cup. And the number is 216. See him lying on a bed of straw.
After 14 grueling questions, our celebrity teams have pulled off one of the most extraordinary results in the history of this long-running show. The final score is 10-10, and the prize will be shared. But what is our fabulous mystery prize? I'm going to invite all our contestants and special guests to come and gather round while we open the box. It's baby Jesus. What do you have to say about that, Shepherd?
I don't believe it.
That's right, everyone. It's Jesus. And there was definitely air holes in that box. The true star at the centre of Christmas. Our contestants today will be taking home with them the gift that keeps on giving. In him, you can find God's love, God's forgiveness, and his guidance and strength, and the knowledge that God is with you always. This truly is God's gift to the world, and no home should be complete without him. Let's give all our wonderful contestants a round of applause.
Shall we just pause for a moment? If you just wanted to stand there for a moment. And would someone give that baby a manger as well?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, and yeah, let's put him front and centre. We'll put him here. In fact, we can take the box away. And we'll put it there. And as we just gather round the manger there, let's pause and pray for a moment. Let us pray. Loving and generous God, in the midst of this season of giving, we thank you today. We think today about your greatest gift to us, Jesus. We thank you for him, and we pray that you will help us to understand him better, to hear your voice through him, and to follow him in our lives. We pray for this world, which is in turmoil. We pray for peace in the world you love, for all who are suffering in poverty, disaster, war, or grief, for all who are oppressed and those who live in fear. Where we are suffering, or those we love, for those living with illness, both mental and physical, bring your healing and give us rest. Help us to share what we have, to encourage one another, and to help each other bear the load. We pray that your light will shine brightly in this world, and that you will give us courage to light the way for others, to make their paths a little easier, and to lead them to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we pray. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Would the contestants just sit down for a moment? And where's the mic? So well done everybody. I'm going to do some thanks at the end. I think you've brought us a wonderful message today. But just to summarise, this is Christmas, and you may be feeling...
It's been a long journey. Is this what I've been looking for?
Or even... You might be feeling like this.
Oh, help me, dear God, I really don't believe it.
Or even like this.
Hee-aw, hee-aw.
But Jesus invites us all to discover the God who loves us and wants to help us. And we can hear the angel's message.
Do not be afraid, it's good news.
And when we accept his love and grace, when we accept the new start he offers, we might be able to say,
I'm at God's service, let it just be as God says.
Or even,
you can have this, it's not much, but it's there if you need it.
And we might be truly amazed at what God can do.
I don't believe it. Who would have thought it?
And finally, the last word.
God bless us, everyone.
Let's give them all another big round of applause. And Gloria. Gloria. Please tell us. not our last hymn. I'm going to say a few words after this, but would you like to?
Thank you all so much for coming. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. The next hymn is 161.
Sorry, it's upside down. It's upside down.
101. Oh, 191. Away in a Manger. Please be seated for just a moment. I want to say a few thank yous for people who've made this service possible. First of all, to our stewards who help us with every service here, and to Chris, who's been kept on her toes this morning, not knowing what was coming next. The same for Simon on the PowerPoint, and the PowerPoint prepared by Rachel, who had to write in a lot more carols than usual, even some that we haven't used that are still in the pot. Thank you to Peter on the sound, and to everyone who's helped here at church, to our Pizza Club leaders who've helped with this this morning, especially Michael and Susie, to these cameo appearances here by Victor Meldrew here, Paul Collis as a shepherd, Caroline Osborne as the donkey, and would you please give a big round of applause. I'm going to ask them each to take a bow as I say their name. We'll start at that end. Benjamin Murphy as Roman soldier. Stand up so people can see you, Benjamin. And Niasha Wazenenhamo, who is our wonderful innkeeper. Niasha, please give us a bow. Ben Lewis, as a wise man. Alice Stock, as Tiny Tim. James Harrison as the angel Gabriel. Rhea Hawkey as Joseph. Lily Ward as Mary. Our fabulous hostess, Gloria.
Phoebe Murphy. And last but not least, I said there haven't been any rehearsals. Well, I know that Logan has spent a lot of time getting into character and reading through his lines and led us through this thing wonderfully without any rehearsals. But Logan Hawkey as Harry Luya. They have all been absolutely fantastic, and thank you so much for all of that. We always give out gifts at Christmas, and all of these young people here are in our pizza club, which is open for children who are in years 4 to 9 at school. You will be getting your gifts later at the Christmas party, but for any other children here, we do have some selection boxes to give out, so please do see Michael at the back there for any other children who would like to take a gift home today. If you don't come to Pizza Club, you're very welcome to one of the selection boxes at the back. I think that's all the thank yous. Have I forgotten anyone? No. Oh, our readers, our fabulous readers. Thank you to the readers. Sorry, who did? Thanks, Sarah. Logan? Yeah, Logan.
I'd also like to give thanks to our wonderful director, because I know I wouldn't have been able to do the On a Wing and a Prayer without him and the script.
Well, thank you. What we're going to do now is bring forward our offering and dedicate it to God. But as we do that, we also offer to God all that we've shared this morning, all that we've offered this morning, and all that we give in so many ways. So if you're able to stand as we bring forward the offering, please do. And let us pray. Loving and generous God, we give you thanks for all of the blessings of this season and everything you give us. We thank you for Jesus, your Son, and we offer these our gifts to you. We offer this service in worship and all that we and all the ways that we serve you here at church and out in the world. May you bless all of these gifts and use them to your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, I won't see you again until Christmas Day, when we have a joint service at the Baptist Church on Christmas Day at 10 o'clock. We have another service here next Sunday, of course, for the fourth Sunday in Advent, and on Christmas Eve, we are synchronizing our clocks with Bethlehem time and joining them at midnight in Bethlehem, which will be 10 o'clock UK time. So our service on Christmas Eve begins at 9:30 in the evening with Trevor Thomas for a communion service at 9:30 p.m. on Christmas Eve. You're welcome to all of these services, and we hope to see you over the Christmas period. Have a wonderful Christmas if I don't see you before, and may God bless us, everyone. Let's sing together. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Number 202.
Thank you.
To stay for mince pies and tea and coffee after the service. But for now, may the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord look on us with kindness and give us peace. Amen.
Amen.
We go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.